so thankful that all of you are here and so many friends. Janice and Mark, would you stand? And Valerie, and I see Penny, and they're regulars for anniversary service. Good to see you. And you brought some friends, Janice? Yes. Welcome, pastors from Father's House in Portage, Indiana. We're so glad to have you tonight. Are there any other ministers in the house besides our ministers? Oh, Clara Hadley. I see you, Clara. And who else is back there? Is that Apostle Newsom? Oh, my goodness. Two nights in a row, we are blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle, for coming. And Clara, I didn't call out her name last night. Minister Clara Hadley. We love her. Special people. We had a bunch in the house last night. We've been serving the Lord together and doing the work of the kingdom here in Elkhart, Indiana for many years. What's your anniversary, Apostle? What's your church's anniversary coming up? 15. So praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, give the Lord a praise for that. Kingdom Impact Church. Awesome, awesome ministry. And so we're so thankful for friends in the ministry. We don't get to see each other much because we're both so busy and schedules are full, but we're praying for one another. And there's a unity here in the city. And you know what? God blesses unity. And He's going to move. He's going to move. He is moving. He is moving. But He's going to move in a new way. Hallelujah. All right. Well, at this time, we're so thankful for Apostle Leon Walters. He's Vice President of Christian International, has served with Dr. Bill Hammond for many, many years. How many years? Close to 45 years. And he's like Bishop's right-hand man. And so we are so blessed to have these men of God in our life. And we are so thankful that he extends himself to come here. He doesn't have to. He's wanted all over the world. But he chooses to come here in October to celebrate with us every year. And so, yes, let's thank the Lord for that. And so, as Apostle Leon Walters come, would you stand and give him a warm river welcome?
Thank you.
Want that tonight?
Yeah. Hallelujah. Give a hand to the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. Woo! Look at somebody and say, it's all about Him. Hallelujah. Amen. It's all about Him tonight. Amen. And it's just an honor to be here with you. And always gotten to get nervous when people introduce me. They say he's the Vice President of Christian International. You say, what does that mean? It means a lot of work. Amen. It means a lot of work, more responsibility and integrity and being seen by a lot of people. And maintaining the course. Everybody say, maintain the course. Wow. Amen. And so we go through storms of life. We go through situations. Amen. But we have to maintain the course and stay the course steady as we go. Amen. And it's just awesome to be here with you tonight. And how many of you enjoyed all that food? Glory to God. I was trying to... Prophet David is up here, Apostle David up here leading worship and on a bunch of full tummies, glory to God. As I thought, man, I got to dance. I got to get it off the floor. I got to shake it. Amen. Look at somebody say, you need to get moving a little bit. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Awesome, awesome evening of fellowship, though, and all of the different types of, you know, a presentation of food and different recipes and all of that stuff. So I know when I call my wife tonight, she's going to say, what did you eat? And I'm like, oh, Jesus, okay. Some of the names of those dishes I couldn't even pronounce, all right? Amen. But it was all good. Amen. Listen, we're going to just flow by the Spirit tonight, and we always flow by the Spirit. Amen. But just putting my faith out for some personal ministry tonight, as well as with the Word. And so what we do is we all work together. Say together. Amen. What you don't want to do is just be listeners, all right? You want to be participators. Say participators. Amen. So we stay prayed up in the spirit. Keep our ears open, attentive. Amen. When somebody gets ministered to, amen, we get excited for those ones that are receiving ministry. Amen. Because what God imparts to one also applies to us at the same time. Amen. And so I want to finish just a couple of areas on this word, because I believe it's a word that the Father is releasing in our region, in our geographical areas where God has us, and it's important to hear. It's important to hear the word. If you'd like to have a copy of my notes, Dr. Janet will have those, and you'd have to call the office here. But look at somebody say supernatural breakthrough. I'm just going to recap just a little bit this morning. Amen. We talked about supernatural breakthrough. There's supernatural signs, wonders, and miracles. And then there's supernatural breakthrough. And what I'm hearing the Lord say is a supernatural breakthrough is going to break you through the place, through the season, through the time that you're in, and into that new place. I'll be ready. Amen. And we're ready to keep moving by the Spirit, keep moving into possessing our promises that God has promised us. Amen. And so supernatural is not bound by natural laws like the law of science, the law of gravity, the law of humanism or human reasoning. The supernatural works outside of the natural realm. And I believe that God is shifting the church. Say shifting. He is shifting the church, or shifting the mindsets of the people of God, amen, to begin to believe that with God, all things are possible. Come on now. That doesn't mean it's possible only within the confines of our knowledge or the confines of what we understand or what we know. God's a supernatural God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He spoke to nothing, Brother David, and he created everything. Amen. And so it doesn't take anything to make a miracle from God possible. With him, all things are possible. We sing it. Amen. We teach it. We pray it. But now I believe God's repositioning us to begin to live it. I believe the word of the Lord. I believe the report of the Lord. Amen. That with God, all things are possible. And then I spoke to you a little bit about breakthrough that will repositioning you. Amen. In other words, God's getting you positioned, amen, so that he can begin to release a fresh anointing, fresh grace, and a higher place for you, amen, to begin to walk through. Amen. Hebrews 12, 26 and 27. I read that earlier today. Amen. The word is speaking about God. Say God. God will shake heaven and earth. Amen. And in his shaking process, amen, he says that everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that only what is solid will remain. And how that America, the church, your personal lives, we've gone through a tremendous shaking in the last 5 years in the church. Come on. And I remember prophesying many years ago, probably 25 years ago, I remember prophesying the future of the church. You won't recognize the church in the future the way that you recognized it then. And I believe we're in that place now where God is shifting us out of some old mindsets, old ideologies, amen. He's shifting us out of a lot of our old theologies, amen, to where we're willing to hear the voice of the Father. God, what are you saying in this chapter, in this season, and this time of your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven? But he said he'll shake heaven, and he is also going to shake the heavens. And I released a prophetic charge this morning, and I confirmed that charge again tonight. God says, I am shaking heaven over Elkhart, Indiana. I'm shaking heaven, amen, over the river. I'm shaking heaven over all those that will believe, all those that will receive, all those that will activate, all those that will demonstrate, all those that will choose to go beyond the place that you have been and to break out of the old natural confinement. Come on now, with a passion and a desire, amen, to be in the place that God has prepared for you. Amen. Look at somebody say, he's prepared a place for you. Amen. This is the time of the kingdom. Amen. So God is shifting us. And then I heard the Lord say, we will rise again and we will run to win. Say, you're going to run to win. Hebrews 12:1, Paul was commissioning the church, amen, run your race and run it seriously. Come on, run your race seriously. Run your race so as to win. Come on. And if you're running to win, amen, you give it all that you have, amen. And just being reminded of the athletic term, amen, of a second wind. A second wind is that second breath, amen, that you get in athletics, amen. You may start running strong, amen. You may start feeling like low esteem, and all of a sudden you get a second wind that causes you to run harder than when you began. Look at somebody say, you're going to run harder. That doesn't mean you're going to get burned out. It doesn't mean you're going to get burned up. It just means that the fire of the Holy Spirit, come on, is going to compound on the inside of you. Amen. There's going to be a fresh drive of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You're running for a cause of the kingdom of God. We're not just running to be running. We're running for the cause of the kingdom of God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm wanting to break through to another dimension. I'm wanting to break through, amen, to that next level. Amen. So God says, will rise again and you will run to win. So prophetically, I hear the Lord saying, amen, that as you break through, I'm repositioning you as the army of the Lord. Say the army of the Lord. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 37 begins to speak about, amen, of Ezekiel being called, caught up in the spirit, taken out in the spirit, and God takes him to a valley of dry bones. All of you have preached the message, you've heard the message, you've read the accounts in the scripture, but he brings him out to a valley of dry bones. We understand that the dry bones is a representation of the 12 tribes of Israel, and God is speaking to Israel through this Ezekiel prophecy, and he said, that Israel is divided, the bones are, they're separated, they're not connected, the bones are very dry, and he began to give him a vision of a valley of dry bones. Come on now. And then God spoke to him, and he said, now prophesy to these dry bones. Come on, prophesy to the tribes of Israel. Prophesy that these bones that are dry, these bones that are very dry, these bones that are divided and separated, prophesy to these bones that these bones will live again. Look at somebody and say, you're going to live again. Come on now. Sometimes you have to prophesy to the circumstance. You have to prophesy to the place that you are in. In our October conference about four years ago, we had Dr. Tim Hammond. Many of you have probably heard of Dr. Tim Hammond. He's been here, I believe. Amen. But he was ministering in one of our evening meetings, and he was speaking about Ezekiel chapter 37. And Apostle Tim is a teacher, and so his breakdown was phenomenal. Amen. But he was breaking it down, and right in the middle of his teaching, he heard a word of the Lord. And he said, God is telling you, begin to prophesy to your prophecies. God, what has God spoken to you? What is the promise that God has given you? How scattered, how dry are you in that word of the Lord? And he said, begin to prophesy to your prophetic word. Prophesy to the promises of God, because his promises are yes and amen. God does not give a promise and then say, naughty you, and he takes the promises back. No, his promises are yes and amen. And sometimes we have to prophesy to the word of the Lord and say, these bones will live again. And then God spoke to Ezekiel, and he said, call the winds of heaven to begin to breathe upon these dry bones. Come on now. And the breath of life. And the Bible says that these dry bones became a living soul. Look at somebody say, you're going to live again. Come on, fresh vision is going to come into you. Fresh purpose is going to come into you. Amen. A new opportunity is going to come into you. Come on, we're not through yet. We're just in the beginning of this war. We're just in the beginning of this race. The church is just beginning to come to a place of maturity where they are ready to take their weapons of war and begin to run and tell the devil no more, because today we're going to make a new score for the kingdom of God. Look at somebody say, it's our time. Amen. So Ezekiel prophesied, amen, to the valley of dry bones. And God says that he would raise up not an audience, but he was raising up an army. Say an army. I'm afraid in many churches we've done a good job at teaching people to be a good audience. One thing I appreciate among many at the river here is that Dr. Janet, Apostle Janet Cook, amen, she's a motivator. Come on now. She doesn't want you just to come and warm the chair. Come on. And just have a comfortable place to sit. Come on, we want to identify the gift in you, the anointing of God upon you, the potential that God has in you, and then we want to provoke you to love and good works, pull you out of your comfort zone, come on, train you, equip you, and then send you, amen, to be powerhouses in the kingdom of God. Come on, look at somebody, say, your power. How do you know? Because the Bible says that when you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive what? Power. It is speaking about dunamis power, Holy Ghost power. Come on now. Power for the supernatural. Power to be. Power to demonstrate. Come on now. Power to accelerate God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Come on. So God's not raising up an audience. You know, people just to be good listeners and good tithe payers and just keep the building full and just be encompassed about one another. No, he's raising up an army. Somewhere, church, we have to come alive. Amen. We have to hit the streets and we have to bring the life of the kingdom of God, amen, to a lost and a dying world. Amen. To a hurting people, releasing the grace of God. Come on now. We paid a tremendous price as the kingdom of God to come to this day and to come to the place that we're in. We've had gains. We've had losses. We've had pains, we've had shames, we've had everything that has tried to work against us. But I'm telling you, you have weathered the storm and you're on the other side of it. Come on now. And God says, this is not a time to give up. This is a time to wind up. Amen. This is a time to get yourself ready, because the greatness of the kingdom of God is yet to be seen upon the earth as it is in heaven. Look at somebody, say, it's our time. So in Matthew chapter 16, Jesus is saying that I will build my church. Look at somebody, say, he's talking about you. Man, you are the church. We're singing that song tonight. We are the church. Wasn't talking about the river. Wasn't talking about CI Family Worship Center. Wasn't talking about, you know, some other, you know, a church facility or organization. No, it is speaking about the one universal, many-membered corporate body of Christ. Come on now. In this particular passage of Scripture, Jesus is asking the apostles a question. He said, who do men say that I am? Some say you're Elijah. Some say you're this. Some say you're that. But it was Peter. Say Peter. Come on, the one that is the least expected among the 12 apostles, Peter speaks up and he said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oof. Come on. I'm telling you, when Peter allowed those words to come out of his heart and out of his mouth, I believe heaven began to shake. I believe things around him began to shake. Why? Because a voice came out of the Father and it began to speak to Peter. And he said, flesh and blood has not given you this revelation, but my Father in heaven has given you this revelation. Come on now. He wasn't saying that, Peter, upon your name and upon the person you are, I will build my church. He was saying, Peter, upon the revelation and the hearing ear that you have and the responsive spirit that is within you, amen, based upon that revelation, I will build my church. Come on, let me bring it down one more level. Every time, Duke, that you get a revelation of God, every time you get an understanding of who God is, every time you get a revelation, a rhema out of that word of God, God says, I'm building you. Look at somebody and say, you're built on the word of God. Come, we're built upon that firm foundation of the power of his word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Come on now. And the word became flesh, and the word dwelt among us. You know, I was meditating on that this morning and never got to it. But listen, this is a season and a time of the kingdom for the church. Amen. And God said, you are the word. Look at somebody and say, it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Some of us keep hoping that he's going to come, but he's already come on the inside of you. How much of him are you going to allow to be released through you? Come on, you are the Word. You have the Word. You have Him. He lives and He dwells on the inside of you. It is no longer God with you. It is Christ in you. Say, Christ in me. You know what? The devil works overtime to try to haunt you, or to try to condemn you, or to try to make you feel less than what you are. Amen. But it is Christ in you, and that you do not change. He promised you, when I came into you, I'll not leave you and I'll not forsake you. Look at somebody, say, He's always with you. So God said, I'm raising up an army and not an audience. Come on now. And He said, at the same time, I want you to be fully equipped in your faith. Say, fully equipped. You know, faith is like a muscle on your arm. The more that you activate it, the more that you use it, the stronger your arm will become. Amen. The more that you activate your faith, the more that you use your faith, amen, the stronger your faith is going to become. We walk by faith and not by sight. Say, I walk by faith. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to what? To please God. I was flying to Florida one time here a couple years ago. I fly many times, but this one particular time, I'm flying and I'm doing a little writing, and I landed on the scripture because I was asking God a question. God, if without faith it's impossible to please you, then what kind of faith pleases you? What kind of faith does it take to please God? Because I believe that I walk by faith and not by sight. I believe that I activate my faith. I believe that I decree things by faith. I believe that I do my best to walk in a place of faith, believing God. One thing you can be assured of is that God will always keep you in a place where it requires your faith to be activated. Come on now. God is not going to give up on you. He's going to keep growing you. Amen. He's going to keep working on you. He's going to release angels on assignment. Whatever He has to do to align you and to keep you in your race. Amen. God is working on you. Say, He's working on you. So I said, God, what kind of faith pleases you? And in my research, Dr. Janet, I come to the conclusion that obedient faith is faith that pleases God. Obedience is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Come on now. In other words, as we are obedient, you hear the Word of God, and you become doers of the Word of God, and you become believers of the Word of God. Amen. Every time that you walk in that place of obedience, that is obedient faith. Come on now. And that pleases God. Look at somebody and say, God's pleased with you. God, the enemy would like for you to think that he's not, but God is supercharged. God is super pleased with you, amen, and the things that he has called you to. Hebrews 5:14, who by reason of use have their senses exercised. So your faith is exercised as you use your faith. Come on. Look at somebody and say, exercise it. Amen. You have to be willing to get out of your boat. I believe Peter possibly was hoping that he could walk on water. Come on. Why? Because he asked Jesus, bid me to come. I'd really like to do this. But if you bid me to come, Jesus bid Peter to walk on the water. He bid him to come. And the Bible says that he gets out of the boat and he walked on water. Come on, some of you need to hear the voice of the Father, and you need to get out of your boat in this season. Come on now. And God's going to cause you to walk on water that you didn't know you could walk on. Come on, it's a time of the supernatural, and I'm afraid that we are bound by natural laws, by natural education, by natural understanding, by natural possibilities. Amen. Rather than stepping into that place that with God, all things are possible. You know, possibly you've seen too many things that didn't work, or too many things that didn't break through, or too many prayers that you thought were not answered, or too many things that you just didn't see anything happening through it, and it has hindered your faith. I was in a church in Phoenix, Arizona, and I called out a dear sister and began to minister the word of the Lord to her. And I heard something that I had not heard come out of my mouth before. And I heard the Lord say, I'm healing your faith. You know, some Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. You know, sometimes your faith can get hindered. Can I just ask you to put your hand on your heart right now? Because I want to release a word of healing to go into your heart. Amen. That your faith will not be hindered. Your faith will be restored. I trust God. I believe God. I believe His word. I believe the fullness of His promise. I believe that I'll eternally rule and reign with Him. Come on. I believe His word will be fulfilled, every jot and every tittle. Lord, right now, release healing into their heart. Let faith be restored within them. In Jesus' name, where their faith has been disappointed, oh God, realign them with the divine appointment for such a time as this. In Jesus' name, amen. Look at somebody and say, receive it. Amen. I'm going to ask Brother David if he'll stand real quick. That was too slow, David. No. Praise God. Amen. There's something about the air in Elkhart that it dries me out. That's good and bad all at the same time. Amen. Stretch your hands over to David, can we? David, I just hear a fresh word of the Lord to you. And God says, son, I've spoken to you over and over and over again. And the Lord said, you've heard me over and over and over again. But the Lord said, this is a new day and this is a new way. And God says, I've put a faith on the inside of you. And God has been turning some things on the inside of you. And you said, God, at your right time. And the Lord said, son, this is the time. And God said, you're looking for another appointed time. But God said, this is the time. And the Lord said, I'm going to get you out of your boat, says the Lord. And God said, I'm going to put your faith to the test. I'm going to put the anointing to the test. God said, I'm going to put you to the test, says the Lord. And God said, son, I truly want you to have my very best, says the Lord. And God said, I have more for you than what you've been willing to see. I have more for you than what you've been willing to believe. And God said, this is your time. I'm removing the veil from your eyes, says the Lord. And God said, your vision is going to be very, very clear, says the Lord. And God said, my anointing upon you will be for the supernatural, for signs, wonders, and miracles, says the Lord. And God said, you'll speak prophetically words that will open the heavens. And God said, hundreds and thousands of people are going to be blessed by your ministry, says the Lord. But God said, son, you must get out of your boat, says the Lord. And God said, I'm bidding you to come. And if you'll get out, you'll see my anointing. You'll experience my grace. It'll activate your faith. It'll bring you to a higher place. It'll put you in a race that you never thought you could ever run in, says the Lord. So God said, this is the day. This is the word. This is the hour, says the Lord. And God said, don't look for another. I want you to walk by faith and not by sight, says the Lord. And I just see the light of the kingdom of God just beginning to shine upon you, shine upon your home, shine upon your mother, shine upon your circumstance. And God said, you're coming into a new season of transformation and change is about ready to happen, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to be ready now to step up to that new place, and you'll know my grace, says the Father. Lord, I just charge a prophet of God, David, apostle, apostolic anointing upon his life. Oh, Lord, bring him into this new chapter that you have called him to. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And amen. I got so much to share with you guys. Hallelujah. But we're just going to go and flow. I want to pray for Jeff and Pat. Is that correct? I got that? Amen. Amen. I worked on first names. Amen. Stretch your hands over to them, can we? In Jesus' name. Go rebe. Listen, it's necessary that I just touch you. Amen. And so I don't know if you could just step out here. If I step out to you, then we go out of the camera. Okay. So, amen. I just want to touch you. Amen. Just stretch your hands up here to them right now. Rebo jika rina jeke lebo vozanda. Roshoko be lenanamo vosata rakina ki hese kelolobo kusha ravo zanta remo sante. Now I just hear the Lord say, the son and daughter, I've called you for such a time as this. And the Lord said, you've been on a journey. And God said, it's been a difficult journey. And I see at one point in your journey, you got watered real well. Then another part of your journey, you got very, very dry. And the Lord said, the enemy tried to wear you out. But God said, I called you aside. And the Lord said, so that you could abide in me. And the Lord said, in that abiding, God said, I begin to put a fresh vision and a new dream in your heart. Now, just hear the Lord telling you, I know you don't have all the answers because I didn't give you all the answers. And God said, if I give you all the answers, you'd come up with all the conclusions. And God said, I want me to be the conclusion, says the Lord. And God said, this truly is a season where I'm asking you to walk by faith and not by sight. I just see Moses in Exodus chapter 4, where he received the word of the Lord on the mountain of the assignment that God was giving him. And the Bible says that, you know, naturally Moses didn't feel qualified for the assignment that God was releasing to him. Come on. And God did not give him all of the details. You say, how do you know? Because when he went to Pharaoh and he was rejected, he came back and he tells God, God, why did you send me down there knowing that he wasn't going to respond? And the Lord says, I'm pushing you on a journey. And God said, out of your journey, I'm going to get the glory, says the Lord. But out of that glory, God said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless your children. I'm going to bless your children's children. And the Lord said, everything that the devil tried to mess with, God said, I'm going to cause a divine shift, says the Lord. And God said, you've interceded and you have prayed and you have stood at the gate, and God said everything is going to come to the right conclusion at the right time, says the Lord. And so God said, I want you're on a new journey. I want you to patiently endure, says the Lord. And brother, I just hear, Jeff, I hear God say that there's a not only a prophetic anointing in you, there's an apostolic anointing. And God said, I've called you to be a wise master builder. And I can see the apostolic side of you working in the marketplace and in building in the marketplace. But God says, now I'm going to give you opportunity to begin to build in my church, says the Lord. And God said, I don't want you to build an organization. I'm not calling you to build a denomination. I'm calling you to build my people. I'm calling you to build the church, says the Lord. And God said, there's a fresh flow of the prophetic anointing that is going to bubble up in you. And I just sense in my spirit, we're coming into a new season. David, you need to hear this. Any worshipers in the house need to hear this. Amen. There's a new flow of the Holy Spirit that is coming. And worship is not always going to be the way that it is. And God said, I'm going to expand it. I'm going to cause an explosion in it, says the Lord. And God said, the sounds of the trumpet. And God said, the sounds of the saxophones, the sounds of the guitar. God said, the sounds of the stringed instruments and the lyres and the harps, and God said, the keyboards, and God said, there's going to be a whole new sound of worship, and it's going to be birthed by my spirit. And God said, I want your passion to be that it's birthed by my spirit, says the Lord. And so God said, I'm bringing you to this place because I want to teach you some new things, says the Lord. And God said, there's some things you'll have to unlearn so that you can relearn, says the Lord. And God said, because the journey I'm calling you to do, God said, is going to require far much more from you than what the last journey required, says the Lord. So God says, son, be stable, be secure, be sure. And God said, stand still and you'll see the salvation of the Lord. And for Pat, I just hear the Lord say, daughter, there is a well on the inside of you, and I'm going to open up a reservoir. God said, your well has never been dry, but the Lord said, your well has been capped. And it's kind of like the wells of Jacob when they uncap the wells. And God said, I have you here to uncap the wells, says the Lord. And there's going to be a fresh flow of my Holy Spirit that is going to flow out of you and is going to bring new life into you. And Pat, there's a prophetic mantle upon your life that the people have never seen yet. Even your family hasn't seen it, says the Lord. But God said, this is your day of boldness. This is your day of confidence. This is your day of new grace, says the Lord. And God says, daughter, what you decree and what you declare before heaven, heaven hears you, says the Lord. And God said, this is a tipping point for your life. And God said, I'm tipping the scales and everything is going to work for your good, says the Lord. God said, I want you to be bold. You don't have to see it. You don't have to touch it. You don't have to walk in it. You just have to believe it. And God said, if you will believe, all things are possible to those that believe, says the Lord. So God said, it's a new day of grace. I just see the favor of God rushing in upon your household and upon your family. And God said, what you couldn't do, God God said, as you stand in the gap, I will do, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to trust me, Romans 8:28, that I will work all things together for your good, says the Lord. So, Father, we just charge this man and woman of God, oh, Lord, for the new assignment, for the realignment, for the new positioning, for the new conditioning, oh, God, for the new opportunity, God, for the new kingdom release that you want to release through them, Lord, with the writing, Lord, with the productions, oh, Father, with the things that you will manifest through them. We charge it into their spirit now, and I call the life of the Spirit, God, to overflow in them for this new chapter. And God, activate right now, Lord, the apostolic and the prophetic anointing upon his life. In Jesus' name, oh God. God, give him a mind bypass, oh Lord, that he bypasses everything that he has known in the past. Oh God, that he can be a new kingdom builder. In Jesus' name, we pray. Pat, I just see a healing balm of Gilead. Dr. Janet, can you run real quick for me? I just see a healing anointing just being released in your body right now. And what you was concerned about going out of order, God said, I'm going to bring into divine order, says the Lord. And God said, I'm releasing the gift of healing and miracles on the inside of you, says the Lord. And God said, things are not going to go the way that has been prognosed. God said, it's going to go my way, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to stay in faith and you'll see my grace. And God said, there's going to be plenty of free time. And this is what your assignment is, not going to burn you out. But God said, it is going to ignite a fresh fire on the inside of you. And people are going to see a brand new path, says the Lord. They haven't even met you yet. God said, you're coming up on the burner and I'm igniting your fire, says the Lord. Father, I just charge her now by the power of your grace and your love in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. God is good, isn't he? Amen. God is good. Is that Apostle the Newton? Nukin? Am I hearing it right? Edwin? Apostle. Apostle Lee. Hallelujah. Run up here, brother. Let me just touch you. It's important that I touch some people. Amen. Just, God, you have to run all the way up here. Yeah. Come on. You're not going to make me go out there.
No.
You're hungry, right? Amen. Newton, is that right? Newcomb.
Newsom.
Not Newcomb. Newsom, right? Newsom. Okay. Amen. Father, I just charge Apostle Newsom right now by the power of your grace. And the Lord said, son, I'm putting you in a new race. Yes. And even tonight, God said, you came one way, but you're going out another way, says the Lord. And God said, I put a vision in you. I put a dream in you. Yes. And you've been waiting and waiting and waiting. But God said, the wait is over, yes, says the Lord. Yes. And God has reminded me, there are people that want things to happen, watch things happen. Yes. But then there are the ones that will make things happen, and that is the apostolic anointing. And God said, you're going to make some things happen, says the Lord. And I hear God say, he has put what you need in your hands, says the Lord. God says, to be able to bring my glory and to be able to bring signs, wonders, and miracles, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to bring the church up to your level, and I'll take you to a higher level, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to raise up a people that will be a demonstration generation. And I just hear the word tribes, and God said, you're going to affect tribes of nations, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to see them turn to my kingdom. And the Lord said, son, there's a healing stream of the balm of Gilead that is flowing into your household and even into your own family, says the Lord. And God said, this is your season of divine reversals. And I'm reversing some things, and I'm working them together for your good, says the Lord. And I hear God say, you're not just going to know the glory of God. You're not just going to know the presence of God. You're not just going to know the joy of God, but you're going to know the manifest power and presence of Jehovah Jireh, says the Lord. And God said, I'm activating my anointing upon your life. And God said, every time you touch somebody, every time you pray for somebody, there'll be a kingdom release, says the Lord. And God said, son, there's a new prophetic flow that I'm activating on the inside of you. And I want you to prophesy, 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 says the Lord. And God said, prophesy as much as you preach, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to see transformation. And there's some things you've been inquiring crying about and answers you've been looking for. And God said, now the answers are being released, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to walk by faith, son, and not by sight. And you, in your own mind, you can say, God, I've been doing my best. And God said, you've done your best. But God says, now I have a better for you, says the Lord. And God said, there's a better best. And God says that. God said, lift your sights higher. And God said, I'm bringing you into a new place of my grace. It will activate a new faith in you, says the Lord. Oh, I just see angels surrounding your family and your household. And I just see like a funnel of fire. And I know it's that consuming fire. Hebrews 12 speaks about that our God is a consuming fire. And God said there's a consuming fire. God said that is surrounding your family and your household, says the Lord. And God said it's a new day of grace. And God said what you couldn't turn, God said I'm going to turn it, says the Lord. And God said it's all going to come together. It's all going to flow. It's all going to grow. And it's all going to show forth my glory on earth as it is in heaven, says the Father. Lord, I just charge this apostle right now. Oh, God, refresh him. Oh, God, put a fresh anointing upon his spirit and his heart, oh, God. Lord, you called him for such a time as this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a praise offering, can we? Amen. Amen. Look at somebody and say, God is good. God is good. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray for Duke and Paula. And amen. Duke and Paula. I'm going to just ask you to just come sit up here on the front row if you can. I just want to pray for you guys. Hallelujah. Thank you. Bando Reve Kete. Everybody stretch your hands up here and say, Father, touch Pastor Leon's sinuses right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to do something a little different if I can. I'm going to take my coat off. Is that all right? Yeah. And I'm going to wrap my coat around the two of you. Can you, hon? I appreciate it. Amen. It's laid around their shoulders. And I'm going to ask everybody just to stretch your hands up here to them right now. And I just hear a word of the Lord to you, and God says, I have you covered. And the Lord said, you're under that umbrella of my Holy Spirit. And there was a point where you felt vulnerable. And God said, you've never been vulnerable. God said, I have you protected, says the Lord. And God said, this is going to be a new season of grace. And I just see like new highways just beginning to open. And God said, I'm going to cause a fresh flow of my spirit that's going to come into your heart and into your spirit. And God said, I'm going to take everything in you that was pain. And God said, I'm going to use it to bring honor to my name, says the Lord. And God just wants you to know that the devil already has a black eye, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to know that I'm fighting for you, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to know that there's rejoicing in heaven, says the Lord. And God said, this is a new day of grace, and it's a greater day of faith, says the Lord. I hear God say, you can't just be the man and woman that you have been, says the Lord. And God said, this is a time of transformation. It's a time of change. And I can see like new shoes being put. As a matter of fact, go shopping and buy yourselves new shoes. Amen. And as a declaration, amen, if you can't afford them, I'll buy them for you, amen, but get new shoes on your feet. God said, I want you to make some prophetic declarations that this is a new day, and God said that you're going to step up to the plate, and you're going to walk a different way, says the Lord. And Duke, I hear God say, there's power in you, there's authority in you, and there's a grace of God upon your life. I just see you like a diamond in the rough. That's not bad, my brother. That just means undiscovered. But God said, once you're discovered, God says, I break you open. And God said, you're in the breaking point right now, says the Lord. And God said, within that breaking point, God said, there's a beautiful, beautiful diamond. And God said, son, I'm going to shape you. I'm going to mold you. I'm going to polish you, says the Lord. And God said, I'm going to cause your light to shine bright in this chapter of your life, says the Lord. And I can almost hear in your own spirit, God, when will an end ever come to some of the stuff that we've had to run in? And God said, today is the day, says the Lord. And God said, today, it's like you're standing right before a brand new gate. I stood there in 1979, and God said, if you'll go through the gate, son and daughter, God said, you're going to see that you're not too late, that you're right on time, says the Lord. And God said, I'm going to put a fresh dream and a fresh impartation into your heart. It's going to put a new drive in your spirit. It's going to cause you to thrive. God said, in your faith, and God said, it's going to cause you to be bold as a lion, says the Lord. And said, Paul, I just hear God say, not only am I releasing my grace upon you, God said, I have never, never taken my anointing from you, says the Lord. And God said, you're an intercessor, you're a prayer warrior, you're a watchman, says the Lord. And it was like the enemy tried to move you off of your mountain. It's like you've been at the bottom of the mountain. And God says, but daughter, the restrictions have been removed. Come back up to the top of the mountain, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to see the mantle is still there. And God said, I'm waiting for you, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to see powerful transformation in your family, in your household, and even in contiguous relationships, says the Lord. And God said, so it's a new day of grace that is upon the two of you, a new faith I'm activating in you. And I just hear the word passion and compassion for the people of God. God, you went through a season where people was an irritation to you. And God said, they're not going to be an irritation to you anymore. You're going to have a compassion on broken people, hurting people, needing people, says the Lord. And God said, I'm releasing anointing upon you to be able to reach out through the grace of your heavenly Father and to be able to grace other people, says the Lord. So, Father, I just charge Duke and I charge Paula right now. And, Lord, even as my coat is wrapped around him, it's a type of a mantle. And, Lord, the saying that, Lord, you have them covered and you have them protected. And it's a new day, Father, and they're going to walk a different way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Give the Lord a praise, can we? Amen. God, God is good. I want to pray for my sister with a bright color on back there. Amen. I heard your name mentioned. And Claire. All right. Whoa, Sharava. Come on down, Claire. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to ask you to stretch your hands out to Claire. We're just, amen. Father, I just release a fresh charge of anointing upon this daughter of Zion right now. And Claire, as I lay my hand upon you, I hear the Lord say, this is a new day of the fire of the Holy Spirit. And you've come through the Pentecostal era. You've come through charismatic era. And God said, you've come through even into the prophetic era and the apostolic. But you said, God, I know that there's more. And the Lord says, there is more. And God said, daughter, you're going to be a key player in this end time restoration, this end time reformation. Bishop Hammond's calling it the third and final reformation, says the Lord. And God said, I'm stirring a whole new apostolic zeal on the inside of you, says the Lord. And God said, I'm going to take what has just been head knowledge now. And God said, it's being converted into a fresh flow of the Holy Ghost, says the Lord. When you lay hands on people, you're going to activate the Holy Spirit. People that have not been filled with the Holy Spirit are going to just begin to speak in other tongues, says the Lord. And God said, these signs shall follow you, daughter, all the days of your life, says the Lord. And God says, as you press in for me, God said, heaven is pressing in for you, says the Lord. And I just see a lot of questions, and you need this answered, that answered, that answered. And you said, when this is answered, then we can do this. And God said, but I called you to walk by faith and not by sight. God said, if I answer all those things, then there's no need for the faith for you to walk in, says the Lord. But God said, as you walk by faith and not by sight, God said, you're going to be able to check off. God said, what has been a passion and a cry of your heart, says the Lord. As I pray for you, I hear the word open door. You're coming into a new season of an open door opportunity, says the Lord. And God said, I've not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, joy, peace, and a sound mind. And God said, I want you to walk through the door by faith. You'll see my grace, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to bring my kingdom and my church to another whole place, says the Lord. I just hear the word radical as I pray for you. There's a radical anointing upon you. And God said, you're going to radically bring transformation, says the Lord. Uncompromising, God said, with the works of the world. God said, you will stand for my kingdom and you'll see my kingdom on earth, says the Lord. Father, I just charge this daughter of Zion right now, Clara, by the power of your love. God, I stir up, oh Lord, the apostolic, the prophetic anointing upon her life, oh Father. Oh God, that this is her time of advancement. It's her time of moving forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yeah, we can do that. Amen. Just when I'm at home or in, I normally have a board with names of people that are online with us, and sometimes you can't see the names. But we got Micah on the online with us, and I'm going to ask him just to hang in there, and I'm going to minister a word to him in just a moment. But I want to pray for, hallelujah, Gabe and Jen, hallelujah, Gabe, GJ, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Stretch your hands. Come on, let me just come down. Let me touch you, kids. Bravo, shikabala labovosam, bravo sanada. Thank you, Lord. Pando reveke te te lamo shom bravo sata. Lam bravo ko tola lamo visham bravo se. Rate lina bakita andore bovosham bravo. You know, the Bible teaches us about the laying on of hands in many ways, but, you know, one of the areas of the laying on of hands, don't lay hands on people suddenly. I hear the Lord say that this is not a suddenly. This is a time of the Holy Spirit. And God said this is a time of transformation, and it's a time for change. And I can just see like a new door opening to you guys and everything stepping to a new level. And what the enemy meant for harm, God said, I'm going to work it all together for good, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to stand by grace, and you're going to walk by faith and not by sight, says the Lord. And God said, I'm surrounding you, and I'm surrounding your household, and I'm breaking every fear that the enemy could try to break in. And God said, he can't break in. And God said, a battle has already been fought. A battle has already been won. A price has already been paid. And God says, now my glory is going to be conveyed, says the Lord. And God said, son, my anointing is upon you. And I hear the Lord say, you're a kingdom of God influencer. And God said, I'm going to use you to make powerful influence in the marketplace and in people's lives. But you're also going to make impact in the church, says the Lord. And God said, I'm calling you to a new place of dedication. I'm calling you to a new place of preparation. And God said, you're going to be one that will establish a destination for people to reach to, says the Lord. And I just hear the Lord say, prophetic teacher. There's a strong prophetic anointing upon your life, and there's a strong teacher on the inside of you. And God said, I'm going to bring that combination together. I hear God say, son, you be busy about my business, and I'm going to cause your business to excel and go to a whole new level, says the Lord. God said, because it's a kingdom business, and I could just see you working so hard with your business, at times just to get it to manage, at times just to get it to maintain. But God said, son, as you build my house, I'm going to build your house, says the Lord. And I hear God say, help is coming, the help that you need, the help that's going to help you to grow, the help that you're going to need to sow, God said, is so that you can grow to that next level, says the Lord. And God said, son, daughter, you're right on time and you're right on schedule. I don't want you to be moved by the things that you see happening around you. David, you know, was speaking about, he saw 1,000 to his left and 10,000 to his right. But God says that, God said, don't look at the things that have fallen around you, says the Lord. You've got to keep your eyes on me in this journey. In Joshua chapter 3, Joshua charged Israel. He said, keep your eyes on the Ark of the Covenant. Don't look to the right or to the left. Keep your eyes on the Ark of the Covenant. And God said, you're going to have to keep your eyes on me. And God said, you'll see my glory and you'll see my favor. Now is the time of breakthrough, says the Lord. Now is the time of turnaround. And Jen, I just hear the Lord say, I'm putting a joy in you and I'm putting a grace in you. Now listen, There are things that go on in your head and your heart that nobody understands, or could, even if you tried to, at times you can't even explain yourself. And you say, God, where am I? What am I? And God said, you're called to be a prophetic voice, says the Lord. And God said, I have things that I want you to fulfill that you have not fully stepped into, says the Lord. But I hear God say, this is your season as a family to say, no, we're going to step into the fullness of who we are and what we're called to be and what we are called to do. And God said, I haven't had you here all these years. God said that you could just be the nominal, but I want you to be phenomenal, says the Lord. And God says, daughter, I'm going to fill the cry of your heart. Now, there is a gift of faith in you that is just off the chart. And God says that, be bold, be strong, speak those things that are not as though they are. Believe it in your heart. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work and the grace of the Lord. And God says, son and daughter, you're not going to be disappointed, says the Lord. And God says, even in this place that you're in right now, God said, you're going to see me work it all together for good, says the Lord. Listen, there is a vision, there is a dream that God's releasing to you, amen, that is going to bring such a joy and such a peace to your heart. And God said, that same joy and peace that I put in your heart, you're going to impart into the hearts of other people, says the Lord. And just in the workplace, there's a whole new kingdom release of entrepreneurs and business people that decide to make their business a kingdom business. And God said, you make me the CEO. And God said, I have some answers for you, says the Lord. And God said, I'm going to get you to bypass, the Lord said, the natural understanding so that you can flow in the things of the Spirit, says the Lord. So, Father, I just charge this man and woman of God, their children and their household, and God, all that pertains to them, Father, Lord, nothing's going to go wayward. Nothing's going to go outside of the boundaries, oh, Father. Everything is going to work together for good. And, Lord, even though there will be some things that will press issues, yet, God, you will resolve the issues, oh, Father, that you can keep everything in right alignment. God says, understand that I'm fighting with you. I'm fighting for you. And God said, you'll not run this race alone, says the Lord. Father, I just charge Jen and Gabe right now by the power of your grace, the power of your love. God, I just decree the peace and the mind of Christ to rule into their heart and their spirit now. Great grace, great favor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Let me just tell you what I just saw when I just was closing that. I just saw like a Shekinah presence of the glory of God just filling your house, and especially your bedroom. It's like the light of the Holy Spirit was shining upon the two of you, and you're going to know intimacy with the Father and with each other like you have never known before. And it's a Shekinah presence. I just saw like a bright light just filling your room. And God said, you're going to know that you're in a new season and you're in a new chapter, says the Lord. Father, bless them by the power of your love in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Look at somebody say, God is so good. Amen. Amen. God is unique. We have a couple here from somewhere in Indiana. Amen. And with the bronze. Amen. If the two of you could please stand there. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Thank you. She's going to record for you. All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just stretch your hands back to them, would you? Amen. There's no distance in the realm of the Holy Spirit. And just as I looked out at you earlier, I heard the Lord say today is a new day of plowing. And I hear the Lord say you've been a plowman in the past, and you understand straight furrows, and you understand, you know, what it takes to get the job done in the natural. And the two of you have labored hard in the spiritual, says the Lord. And you have planted seed, and truly, you know, just like the parable in the scriptures where the master had the people plant the field full of good seed, and then it was like the enemy tried to come in and sow negative seed, and then the negative seed tried to overtake the good seed. And God had an answer for that. He said, just leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Let it grow up. but a time of separation is going to come. And I'm going to separate the chaff and the wheat. I'm going to separate the weed seed from the good seed. And I hear the Lord say, you're in that place right now, God says, where I'm going to separate and I'm going to cut some things out, says the Lord. And God said, the good fruit and the good seed is going to begin to abound. It's going to begin to multiply and it's going to begin to increase, says the Lord. And God said, what the enemy tried to choke out, and God says, now I'm going to choke out the enemy, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to see a day of glory in that geographical area, says the Lord. And God said, you can look to Florida, you can look to different parts of the nation, and God said, you can admire what God's doing in other places, but I want you to get excited about what I'm going to do in your place, says the Lord. And God said, this is a new day of favor. And I just hear the word refueling. It's like God is refueling you by the power of his love and the power of his grace. And God said, you're not going to burn out and you're not going to burn up, but you're going to be on fire for me, says the Lord. And brother, I hear God say, this is a new day of revelation. And God said, I want you to preach by revelation and I want you to preach by the Spirit. The Bible says that the letter alone actually will kill, but the Spirit will bring life. And I just see a fresh life. Now listen, there's a strong prophet anointing upon your life. And you're not the norm. And God said, you're a whole different cut, says the Lord. And God said, I'm going to show you things prophetically about the end times and about where things are at. And God said, I'm not wanting you to be a judgment upon the land, but God said, I'm wanting you to prophesy and release my grace upon the land, says the Lord. And God said, I'm going to honor your prophetic utterances, says the Lord. And this is going to be a time of transformation and a time of turnaround. And the Lord says, daughter, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And God said, I'm putting a new joy in you, a new peace in you, and a fresh grace upon you, says the Lord. And God said, you have the gift of faith. And the Lord said, there's a prophetic understanding of dreams and visions that I'm activating within you, says the Lord. And God said, I'm fanning into a flame the anointing that I have upon your life, says the Lord. And God said, lift your sights higher because it's a greater day of grace. And I'm bringing you to another place of faith, says the Lord. And God said, what the enemy meant for harm, God said, we're going to heap it upon his own head, says the Lord. And God said, I'm going to work all things together for your good, says the Lord. So God says, stand together, bind together, decree together, and where one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000, says the Lord. Now there's some seed that you planted. Now, I'm not talking about financial seed, even though you have planted financial seed, but I'm speaking about spiritual seed that you have planted. And it looked like it was unprofitable, and it looked like it was going to go nowhere. But I heard the Lord say, in this chapter, you're going to see the seed that you planted is going to begin to germinate, and it's going to begin to grow, and you're going to see sons and daughters, ones that have come, ones that have gone. And God said, it's going to be a great return, says the Lord. So God said, keep your eyes on me. I'm bringing you a way that you have never come before, says the Lord. Father, charge and bless this man or woman of God by the power of your grace tonight. Lord, let your word go before them and let your word set an order for them. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen, amen, amen. God is so good, isn't he? Thank you, Lord. Amen. This couple sitting, where's your wife? Okay, is she going to come back? Well, you can check. Why don't you check? I'll give you a moment, and you can check. Amen. Let's pray for Micah on the screen. Amen. There's no distance in the realm of the Holy Spirit, and I just release a fresh charge of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Right through the airwaves. And Father, we just charge Micah right now. Micah, I hear the Lord say, the ground you stand on, son, is holy ground. And the Lord said, you and I have had a conversation, and the Lord said, you've committed your life to me, and you've committed some things to me. And the Lord said, you've been busy about the things that you need to do, but the Lord says, now I'm going to begin to interrupt some things by the Spirit, says the Lord. And God said, this is going to be a time of promotion, a time of advancement, and you're going to know that you know it is supernatural. And God said, it'll be like Joseph of old, when I took him from one position to prime minister overnight. And God says, Micah, I'm going to do a quick work in you, says the Lord. And I just sense a strong sensing of the Holy Spirit within your spirit. It's like God is igniting a fire on the inside of you. And the Lord said, son, I've allowed you to go through certain tests and through certain places and certain races. The Lord says to get to the place that you're in. But God says, now you're ready to run a new race to win, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to be bold, and I want you to be confident, and I want you to be full of faith, says the Lord. And God said, I've given you good reputation, and I've given you good report. And I hear the Lord say, better report is even coming to you, says the Lord. And God said, eyes are upon you, especially the eyes of the Father. The Bible says his eyes go to and fro throughout the whole earth, and he's looking for Micah. And God said, my eyes have rested upon you, says the Lord. And God said, even from this time forward, there's going to be new grace, a greater faith that's going to bring you to a higher place, that's going to put you in a new race, says the Lord. Father, Lord, send forth your word to Micah right now. I just see the word of encouragement coming to you, and you being encouraged and stirred up in your spirit, and knowing that you're right in the time and season of the will of God. So, Father, charge and bless him right now. Grace him, Father, with new favor. And Lord, even as he gets to make a trip home, God, oh Lord, this will be a time of new impartation, a fresh activation in his spirit that will ignite that Holy Ghost fire on the inside of him, that will cause him to aspire higher. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen, amen. God is good. God bless you, man. Love you, love you. Amen. God, amen. God, husband and wife together. How about that? Y'all want to stand? Thank you, Lord. Gondo Revesha. Stretch your hands over to them. Amen. As I begin to pray for you, I hear the word precious. And the Lord said, the two of you are precious in my sight. And the Lord said, the two of you have been willing to fight. And God said, not against each other, but you've been willing to fight the good fight of faith, says the Lord. Now listen, the enemy tried to bring in a word called compromise. And the Lord said, I took you through a lesson, and I taught you, you can't compromise. You can't compromise with my word. You can't compromise with my purpose. You can't compromise with my call. And the Lord said, you just have to walk through the season, and you have to walk through the place, says the Lord. But God said, the end result is you're going to win your race, says the Lord. And brother, I hear God say, there's a strong prophet upon your life, call of God upon your life. There are wells of living water that have not been fully untapped on the inside of you. And I can see you just crying out to God, and God just trying to understand, who am my God? And the Lord said, you're called to be a prophet, says the Lord. And God said, I'm going to begin to speak to you in new ways. And there is going to be a place of preparation. It is going to call for another level of dedication. But the Lord said, it's going to help you reach your destination, says the Lord. And God said, son, keep your eyes on me. Whoa, I can see the glory of God emanating from you down to your household and your family and even some friends and people that surround you, says the Lord. And God said, you're shifting into a new season of effectiveness, says the Lord. And God says, daughter, you're a warrior at heart, you're a warrior in spirit, and you're a no-nonsense person. And the Lord said, you don't put up with the nonsense of the enemy. And God said, I've anointed you, God said, as a warrior, to put your foot on the neck of the enemy, says the Lord. And I hear God say, stand your ground, says the Lord. And God said, you'll be sound, and you'll do it according to my word, my will, and my ways, says the Lord. But God says, daughter, this is the time of the supernatural favor of the Lord. I hear double favor, double honor, and double blessing. And all that the enemies tried to rob and steal, God said, it must come back in a sevenfold measure, says the Lord. I see a seed that you've sown in years past. And God said, the seed was all that you had. But God said, you give what you had in the offering and on the altar, says the Lord. And God said, now you're going to see that bread that has been out upon the water for many, many days, says the Lord. It's going to come now rolling back in upon you. And God said, don't be afraid to decree a thing and believe it. Now see, there is the natural where you can say, we can settle for this, we can settle for that. But God said, I want you to have the best, says the Lord. God said, you're going to speak to the best, you're going to work with the best, you're going to lead the best, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to have my very best. And so God said, I want you to dream outside of the natural laws. And I want you to begin to dream in the supernatural, says the Lord. And I will fill the desire and the passion and cry of your heart, says the Lord. Now there's going to be in time travel to other nations. And God said, I'm going to expand the gift and the anointing that I have upon your life. It's like God is saying, if you will prepare, I will provide a bountiful a release of my anointing upon your life, says the Lord. Now, sis, I'm speaking a word of healing on the inside of you, and God's healing some things in your heart where the enemy tried to disappoint in some areas. And I hear God say that you're not going to be bound by disappointment. And God said, I brought you through it. You're on the other side of it. And God says, now I want you to give a sacrifice of praise, says the Lord. And God said, out of that sacrifice, a fresh joy of the Lord is filling your heart and your spirit, says the Father. Lord, I just charge these two right now, is that even as they lay hands upon each other, oh God, it's a new day of grace, a new day of faith. It's a higher place that you have called them to. And Lord, they are winners. And God, they're overcomers, oh Father God. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen, amen. God is good, isn't he? Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want to pray over this young man here, number 24. Hallelujah, something. Hallelujah. Gordon, is that right? Whatever that means, amen. Amen. As I call you out, I heard the Lord say, just to tell you that you're a man of God. And there's a special anointing, there's a special gift, and there's a uniqueness that is upon your life. And the Lord said, son, you're going to be a leader in your own sphere, says the Lord. And God said, even as you're faithful with that which is another man's, God says, I promised you in my word, out of your faithfulness, God said, I will give you your own, says the Lord. God said, I want you to get a dream, because without a vision, people perish, says the Lord. It's like, I can see you like in neutral gear right now. You know, if you say turn right, you turn right. Say turn left, you turn left. It's like you're in neutral right now. But I hear the Lord say, I'm shifting you with a vision and a dream in your heart, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to be a man on purpose, and you're going to be known and called a man of God. And the Lord said, you're going to bring honor into the house of the Lord. And God said, you're going to be a right blend. You're going to be a right mix. The Lord says, not only to bring joy in the house of the Lord, but to bring joy in the marketplace, says the Lord. Son, you have more people looking at you right now than what you would even imagine. And the statistics say that in your lifetime, you'll influence over 5,000 people. A lot of people will have their eyes upon you. But God says, son, you must keep your eyes on me, says the Lord. And God said, you can't turn to the right or to the left. And God said, as you follow my anointing, as you follow the ark of my presence, God said, you'll see the favor of God up on your life. I'm hearing the word alignment as I pray for you. It's just like God is bringing some things into divine alignment into your life. And God said, you will fulfill the assignment that I purposed you for, says the Lord. Just see where God's going to give you some dreams and visions in relation to the fact that God said, before the world was, I knew you. And God said, I'm going to take you all the way back to the glory that you had with me in the very beginning. And God said, you're going to know that you're very special, says the Lord. And God said, never compromise it. But God said, you'll see the fullness of my glory and the fullness of my anointing. Whew, I hear double favor. God's going to open doors to you, son, that are just, you know, other people, you know, could even get jealous, and some will get jealous. But God said, I'm protecting you from the jealousy of others, says the Lord. And God said, people are going to see you as an anointed man of God, highly favored of the Lord. Father, I just charge this young man right now, your power, your grace. Now, I have to speak about Solomon in the Bible, how that, you know, this man was gifted with wisdom from above, from wisdom from God. And I just see that wisdom upon your life, son. And God said, you're going to use wisdom in in your decisions. The Bible says that get understanding and you'll get wisdom. And God said, get counsel and you'll get wisdom. And God said, allow the fear of God to rule in your heart and spirit and you'll get more wisdom, says the Lord. Father, I just charge the wisdom of God upon his life now. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Praise God. Mark, my little sister here with a kind of a, you have dark hair? Yeah, right there. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God, stretch your hands over to her. Amen. Is everybody all right with us? We're going to preach for about another hour, and then we'll prophesy a little, and now everybody laughing. Oh, listen to you. Amen. Amen. Let me just tell you what I could see in this spirit. I could see a bright light shining over you, and it was like it had a dimmer switch on it, and it was like the light was turned low, but God said, you're in a whole new chapter, and I'm going to turn the light up, says the Lord. And you said, God, when will the release come? God, when will the fulfillment come? And I really believe in my spirit. God said, you're in the season where you're going to see a double portion anointing, and the light of the Spirit is going to light you up. It's going to light your day. It's going to light your way, says the Lord. But God says, daughter, you're going to have to walk by faith and not by sight, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to be uncompromising with my anointing upon your life. And God said, you're a strong apostolic prophet. And God said, I've called you to be a wise master builder in my kingdom, says the Lord. I just sense like I'm just seeing a picture of the space shuttle, you know, how that once it's launched off the launching pad, you know, the fuel tanks and all those things, whatever you call them all, they evacuate and they're released from the space shuttle. It's like you've had all of this extra stuff just to keep you, to get you into orbit. And I just see those things in this season beginning to fall away, says the Lord. And God said, I'm bringing you into a fresh orbit of the Holy Spirit that you've not been in before, says the Lord. And now you're going to know, now you're going to understand why you've had to come the way you've had to come, why you've had to run the race you had to run, why you had to suffer the disappointment you had to suffer. God says, now you're going to understand, says the Lord. And God said, you have chosen in your heart not to let any of these things hinder you or to keep you from coming into the place that I've called you to. And so God says, today there's a greater grace, there's a greater favor, there's a greater power, says the Lord. I see you looking to a lot of people and depending on a lot of people to break through. But God said, you get your eyes on me. You're not going to be disappointed by what people don't do. God said, you're going to see the favor of God that is going to go before you. And there's a breaker anointing upon you in this season, says the Lord. I hear the word radical worship. Get radical in your worship. You can do come by y'all, or you can get radical and run around the building. God says, just go ahead. Get radical, because it's the radical anointing. It's the radical faith, God said, that is going to be in the enemy's face, says the Lord. Father, charge her, bless her right now, encircle her by the power of your grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. My brother back here with a striped shirt on with glasses, right there. Amen. He checks his shirt out. Glory to God. Amen. Stretch your hands back to him. As I call you out, I hear the Lord say, I have you surrounded and I have you covered, says the Lord. And listen, you are in God's time zone, and people have no idea of the relationship and the communication that happens between you and the Father. And the Lord said, your spirit is in tune and you're in tune with me, says the Lord. And God said, you've been patient and you've learn patience in the place that you're in. But God says, now a fresh grace that is bringing you to a higher place, that's going to put you in a new race, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to be willing, son. The Lord said, to change some things, to let go of some things, to be motivated by some new things, says the Lord. And God said, old things will pass away, will fade away. But God said, behold, in this season, I will do a new thing, and now it will spring forward, says the Lord. And I just hear God say, new grace and new favor up on your life. Now just there's going to be an understanding or some things theologically and things that you've learned throughout your career and your history, that you learned to be obedient, to do things one way. But God says, behold, I will do a new thing. And it's going to require a fresh faith on the inside of you, says the Lord. And you cannot assess the future based out of a past experience. You can't say, been there and done that. God said, I'm telling you, son, of a place you've never been been before, says the Lord. So God said, keep your eyes on me, and I'm going to use you in this end time. There's a strong teacher on the inside of you, says the Lord. And God said, I'm bringing you out of a place of hiding and into a new place of abiding with me, says the Lord. And God said, fresh revelation, fresh bread of heaven is going to begin to feed your spirit, that is going to begin to ignite a fire on the inside of you, says the Lord. Father, charge this man of God. Just raise your hands with me, will you, son? God, I just charge this man right now. Lord, as he raises his hands, Lord, that means I surrender. Lord, he is surrendering totally to you, God. Not my will, but your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen, amen. My little sister on the back row with a, you have a telephone in your hand right there. Yeah, that's you, huh? The only one back there. Glory to God. Amen. There's no distance in the realm of the Spirit. Amen. So, Father, I just charge this daughter of Zion. Let me just tell you, I can just see fresh fire, and it was like a circle of fire encircling you. And God says, daughter, I have you covered. And God said, angel warriors are waging war around you, says the Lord. And God said, this is a new time of intercession. And God said, I'm going to give you fresh revelation. I'm going to show you how to pray some things, how to decree some things. And God said, how to stand your ground, says the Lord. And know that the fire of God is encircling you. And I hear the Lord say, this is not a time, daughter, that you want to stand alone. And God said, I want you to join. Joel chapter 2 speaks about, you know, the armies of the Lord. And he said, don't break rank. Amen. And they stood shoulder to shoulder. And he said, don't break rank. And God said, I want you shoulder to shoulder with the army of the Lord, says the Father. I don't want you to stand alone, says the Lord. Ecclesiastes 4 and 5 teaches us, you know, a strong threefold cord that is bound together is not easily broken. And God said, I want you bound together with my church, with my bride, with my body, says the Lord. And I just see fresh anointing that is coming your way. And God said, I'm going to make your day, and the devil's going to have to pay for all those things that he tried to work against you, says the Lord. And I just see you reaching out and just beginning to take back and beginning to repossess. Listen, you're going to be more energetic, more full of fire, and God said, with more faith in you in this chapter of your life than any time of your life. Refuse to be silent, says the Lord, and refuse to be hidden. God said, come on out and come on in. And God said, it's a day of new beginnings, says the Lord. Father, charge her by the power of your grace. A new faith on the inside of her that puts her into a new race. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said, amen, amen. God is good. Well, sister, you're right on the aisle. Amen. That's you looking around. Hallelujah. Amen. Kind of a turquoise type color. Amen. You want to stand with me? Amen. And if you have phones, I hope you're recording. If not, we have it recorded online here. Amen. And you'll be able to get that. Is that correct? Amen. But if you receive a prophetic word, please, please go back and get this word and re-listen to it. All right? Amen. Can you shout your name real loud? Karen? Did I get it right? Amen. Karen, I just want to mention your name because God said your name's important. You're an important person, says the Lord. The devil has worked overtime to make you feel unimportant, but God said, you're very important, and you're important to my kingdom, and you're important to the call of God that is upon your life, says the Lord. And God said, you're an intercessor, you're a prayer warrior, and the Lord says, I want to use you for some special assignments, says the Lord. And God says, daughter, I'm going to use you to be a destroyer of the powers of darkness, says the Lord. It's like you'll pray things and you'll see it on the media happening, says the Lord. And God said, even when you walk the streets, God said, I want you to begin to speak those things that are not as though they are. And God said, go ahead, pull down the strongholds of the enemy. And God said, I've anointed you for it. And God said, even to touch other spheres, says the Lord. And God said, you are not bound, God said, to small thinking or small days or small ways. God said, I'm unleashing a fresh anointing upon your life. And the Bible says that the joy of the Lord will strengthen you. The joy of the Lord will empower you. Now listen, there's a heart of worship on the inside of you, and I want to activate that. There's a gift of song. There's a gift of singing. And God said, I'm going to bring you out of a place of hiding. It was like you got hurt one time, you got wounded, and you withdrew, and God said, you laid down some of your weapons, but God said, pick your weapons of war back up, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to be a worshiper in my house, and God said, I want you to be an intercessor in my house, and God said, I want you to be a warrior in the street, says the Lord. you're going to see so many souls saved. Yeah, I just want to activate an prophetic evangelist anointing upon your life. Can I do that? Just run up here real quick and let me just touch you. There's a strong evangelistic anointing. You know the word. And God said, now you're going to put the word into action, says the Lord. Father, I charge this daughter of Zion by the power of your word. I stir up a prophetic evangelistic anointing, a zeal in her, O God. Father, that will bring transformation into the lives of people, into businesses, into her spheres of influence, and even into political arenas, O God. Lord, you'll open doors for her that will be supernatural. Lord, she's been faithful with the little things, but God, now the bigger vision is now going to come into play, and now it's going to be repositioned for such a time as this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Kushakaha. Give the Lord a hand clap. Can we? God is good, isn't he? Thank you, Father. Amen. This gentleman back here with they have kind of an orange shirt on. Yeah, I just want to pray for you. Kind of stretch your hands over here to this gentleman. And amen. We're just going to pray for him. Amen. What's your name then?
Alan.
This is Alan?
Brother.
Okay, brother.
Okay.
Amen. All right.
I'm a mess.
You're a mess?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's let God talk about it. Let's let God talk about it.
Okay.
Thank you, Father. Go on, Dad. Stretch your hands up here. Dr. Janet, you want to come stand with me? Thank you, Father. We might need two big guns for this one.
I'm all alone in this life.
Shh.
It's okay. Amen.
I just want to hear what God has to say. Okay. But I want you to hear what God has to say.
Okay.
All right. So in Jesus' name, Father, we just release a charge of anointing. Father, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. And God, this is the time of springboard. Lord, were you going to springboard Alan, oh Lord, from a place of impossibility, God, into a new season of possibilities. And Lord, you said without a vision, Alan would perish. But Lord, Adam would perish. But Lord, Adam is not going to perish. Lord, he's going to thrive. He's going to come alive. He's going to dive, Lord, into a new place of your presence, oh Father. And I just hear the word that I was preaching tonight in Hebrews chapter 12, when God said, I'll shake everything that can be shaken, so only what is solid will remain. And the Lord said, Adam, you've been through the shaking, you've been through the breaking, you've been through the quaking, but God says, now I'm realigning you. And God said, for the taking, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to take on a fresh mantle, a fresh vision, a fresh dream, says the Lord. And God said, I don't want you to live out of your past, but I want you to dream in your future, says the Lord, because old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And Adam, God's reminded me in Colossians chapter 2, the Bible says that the things that the enemy had written against you, or the assignments he had written against you, the Bible says that those things are nailed to the cross to be remembered no more. And God said, son, those things are far out of my mind and sight as the heavens are from the seas of the land, says the Lord. And God said, this is a new season and you're standing on new ground, says the Lord. I hear the word new beginning. It's interesting. Your name is Adam, and Adam was in the beginning.
Yes.
And God said, this is a day of new beginning, says the Lord. And the Bible says, Adam, that in the multitude of counsel, there is safety and there is wisdom. And God said, I cornered you, and God said, then I directed you, and I got you to this place. I got you to this house. I got you right here at the river, says the Lord.
Yes.
God said, because there's a fresh washing of my word that is washing mind, heart, body, soul, spirit. And God said, it's washing your pain. It's washing away everything that the enemy had purposed against you, says the Lord. And so God says, Adam, you're not the same man today. Now you're like the second Adam, says the Lord. And God said, you're not of the first nature, you're of the new nature. And the Bible says that that you're now a new creation in Christ Jesus. And Lord, I just pray for his mindset right now, oh Lord, that he will not see himself out of the old nature, but he'll see himself out of the new nature in Jesus' name. And Lord, you promised in your word, Lord, that you would take Romans 8:28 and everything that the enemy purposed against him, Lord, that you would give a divine reversal and you would work it all together for his good. And Lord, you said that you're conforming us in verse 29. You're conforming us to your image and your likeness. Lord, you're taking everything in Adam's life, oh God. You're taking the hard, you're taking the bad, the good. You're taking everything in his life, oh God. Mm-hmm. And you're working it all for good. And Lord, you're using it, oh Lord, to conform him to your image and to your likeness. So Lord, I just release a fresh charge of anointing, oh God, that will set him free, oh God, from everything that has been a limitation on his life. I break every spirit of limitation, Lord, even from his childhood, even from his youth, oh God, even as a baby in the womb. God, you purposed him in heaven before he ever conceived in the mother's womb. And Lord, every curse that was spoken, Lord, before he was ever born, Lord, I break the assignment of it now in Jesus' mighty name. And God, everything that was purposed, oh Lord, to try to destroy him, Lord, like every 10 years, every 15 years of his life, oh God, Lord, I break the assignments of the enemy now, and I decree that it is a new day and a new way, and he'll see the glory and the favor of God in Jesus' name. I break a spirit of torment. I break things, oh Father God, that has tried to deny him to his rightful relationship with you, and we break that assignment now, and we say all things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. It's a new day and a new day of grace upon your life, my brother. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you, Adam. God bless you, Adam. Amen. Little sister right on the back corner back here. Amen. With a turbine or hallelujah. You want to stand? Praise the Lord. Amen. Just stretch your hands back that way. You know, let's don't get weary in the spirit. Come on, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Janta, I'm laboring in the spirit up here, so amen. Just keep praying in the spirit. Amen. And just I looked back at you earlier, and I could just see a glow of the Holy Spirit. It was like a fresh cloud of anointing. And the Lord says, daughter, it is a new day for you. And you've been through a lot of stuff. I'm not going to try to outline the stuff, but God said, you know the stuff. And God said, but you've stayed faithful in the process of it all. And God said, even when you wanted to give up and quit, God said, you wouldn't allow. And it's like you pulled this body into order of your spirit. And you said, body, you're going to align with the spirit and the will of God. And God says, daughter, because you've walked by faith and because you've been persistent in your faith, God said, now you're going to see a fresh release of my grace upon your life, says the Lord. And God said, I've given you the gift of faith. You can speak to mountains and they'd be removed, says the Lord. And God says, daughter, I'm going to begin to touch things that have been a long-term cry and passion of your heart, says the Lord. Now listen, even as I'm prophesying this word to you, God said, I want you to raise your standard higher. I want you to raise your warfare higher. I want you to release your decree. Be more bold, says the Lord. And God says, daughter, all things are possible if you only believe, says the Lord. And God said, I'm bringing you into this time of the supernatural where you're not going to be bound by natural laws and natural understanding, says the Lord. And you'll walk by faith and not by sight. You'll see the kingdom light. It'll shine bright, says the Lord. And God said, I'm going to light up your day and I'm going to make your way, says the Lord. Whew, I just heard the word profitable. I'm going to make it profitable and I'm going to make it miraculous, says the Lord. And so God says, don't compare yourself to another. God said, I've purposed you, called you, and kept you for this time, says the Lord your God. Father, charge her right now with a fresh anointing upon her life. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen, amen. A little closer? In this hand? Okay. Stay here. Keep adjusting me. That felt good. Thank you. Amen. You have blonde hair, glasses, shawl. Yeah, right there. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's either gray hair or blonde hair. Is it gray hair? Blonde hair. Okay. So it's. Okay. Well, just come on down. We're just. This is Angela? Yep. All right. Amen. Father, I'm going to touch you. Is that all right, Angela? Yep. Thank you, Father. Rabba, kibolo lobovo, shambrovo santanda. Father, we just release a fresh charge of anointing into Angela's heart and her spirit right now. I ignite a fire. I stir her up. And God says, daughter, I want you to lift your sights higher. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And the Lord said, you've been pleasing in my sight. But God says, now I'm going to shine the light brighter. And God said, I'm calling you to look higher, says the Lord. And God said, the wall of limitation that the enemy tried to build around you, they've been like Jericho walls. And God said, your Jericho walls are tumbling down, says the Lord. And God says, daughter, your praise and your worship is a weapon of war, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to be a radical worshiper, a radical praiser, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to literally put your foot on the neck of the enemy. Joshua chapter 10 begins to speak about the battle at Megiddo and how that he called the kings and the leaders of the people to put their feet on the necks of their enemy. And God said, are you going to put your feet on the neck of the enemy, says the Lord? And God says, daughter, this is going to be a new season of victory in your life. And God said, I will restore back to you the years that the enemy's trying to rob, steal, and kill. But God said, I want you to stand, I want you to decree it, and I want you to believe it, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to speak those things that are not as though they are, and believe it in your heart. Fight the good fight of faith, Angela. And God says, stay in the race that I have called you to. There's a lot of things that the enemy will try to put in your path to get you to compromise. But God said, I want you to be uncompromising, says the Lord. And just like a fresh life of the Holy Spirit that God is releasing within you right now. It's like the healing balm of Gilead from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And God said, go ahead, daughter, even speak to your own body and command it to come into order of my spirit, says the Lord. And God said, you'll see the favor and the glory of God. I just see rest and peace coming into your spirit right now. And the Bible says that God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, joy, peace, and a sound mind. And God said, I'm rebuking the devourer for your sake, says the Lord. So Father, we just charge Angela right now. God, let her take this word. Let her run the good race, oh God, that you have called her into. Ignite a fresh faith on the inside of her. A boldness, oh Father God, Lord, that she'll never look back, but God, she will be a runner for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen, amen. Listen, it's only 5 o'clock in Hawaii. Amen. Let me pray for my sister right here. I'm sorry, honey, your name fails me, but Cindy. Thank you, Cindy. And I can't really read that far. I got bifocals, and so, amen. But stretch your hands up to Cindy. Cindy, I could just see letters written in the heavens said, thank you. And God said, you've not given one ounce of work. You've not done anything but what heaven has not recorded your work, says the Lord. You know, God is very detailed. He said, even the hair of your head is numbered. The cells of your body and the transition of the cells in your body, they're all numbered. They're all counted for. And God says, daughter, I've had full account of you, says the Lord. Now, hear God say, there's a cry on the inside of you. And God said, I've heard the cry of your heart, says the Lord. But you're in a brand new season where God is realigning your faith with the word of God. And God said, you're going to walk boldly by faith and not by sight, says the Lord. And God said, I'm going to take what has been a long-term vision, a long-term dream, and it's like God's going to begin to put, it's like the valley of dry bones. All of a sudden, sinew begin to come upon the bones. It wasn't just enough for the bones to come together. And God says that, I'm not just going to bring things together. I'm going to put sinew upon it. I'm going to put life upon it, says the Lord. And God said, the breath of heaven is breathing upon you in this chapter of your life. Now, I hear the Lord say, new preparation that'll bring you to a new dedication that will cause you to be a heavenly habitation, says the Lord. There's a fresh glory in the presence of God that rests upon you. And God says that in the multitude accounts of their safety. And just like, don't try to walk this chapter or this season alone, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to walk in that company The Lord said of the elders, that company of leadership, says the Lord, because God said, I've called you to be a leader. And to whom much is given, much more is required, says the Lord. And God says, you've discredited yourself in some areas of what you felt you could do and what you couldn't do. But God said, I've reprogrammed you. I've rewired you, says the Lord. And God said, I've prepared you. And God said, for the greater anointing that I've called you to, says the Lord. Father, I just charge Cindy right now. God, let a new faith be accelerated on the inside of her in Jesus' name. God, she'll be bold in her song. She'll be bold in her intercession. She'll be bold in the things that she does, the works of administration and the gift of helps and the creative ability that God has established. I just see it being unleashed in this season, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to count it all joy to be a servant in the house of the Lord. And God said, I'm going to bless your house because you bless my house, says the Lord. Father, charge Cindy right now, God, with a fresh anointing, a fresh grace upon her life in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody said, amen. Amen. My little sister here with the red sweater on, let me pray for you. Amen. And you can just stay right where you're at, comfortable. Glory to God. Amen. You know what her name is?
Becky.
Becky. Amen. Just, you said keep this in this hand. Okay, I forgot which hand. All right. Amen. Father, we just release a fresh charge of anointing. Oh, Father, just like, you know, Paul charged Timothy. Father, he charged him for a new day, for a new season, for a new level of warfare, and to wage a warfare over the prophecies that had come over him. Moses charged Joshua with a new assignment. And Lord, there's a charge of anointing that you're releasing over this particular chapter of her life. And the Lord says, Becky, I'm not through yet. You're not through yet. And God said, there's some fresh dreams and some fresh vision. And God's going to have you begin to record some things or archive some things, says the Lord. God said, so you can call back on those things. But God said, I'm going to show you how to pray. The Lord said, effectively in this season, says the Lord. And God said, you're in my race, not your race. And God said, you shifted years ago. But God says, now you're going to see and you're going to hear some things, God said, that you had not heard in the past, says the Lord. It's a time of open revelation of the Rhema word of the Lord. And God said, I'm going to flood you with my revelation, says the Lord, and it's going to bring you to a new place, God said, of ability in the things of the Spirit. And God just wants you to know, you are very effective and you are very powerful, says the Lord. You know, when I walk past you coming into the building, I have to stop and I have to speak to you, God, just because there's an anointing upon your life. And I recognize that even when I passed you in the building. And God says, daughter, I put a favor upon your life. Now listen, this is going to be a time of kingdom impact in your family. The Bible says that God will do a quick work upon the earth in these days. We're in those days, and you're going to see a quick work of the Holy Spirit in your behalf, says the Lord. So God says, daughter, count it all joy. Count it all joy. James chapter 1, 24 through 25. Count it all joy, God said, for all the price that you've had to pay to come to this day, says the Lord. And God said, this is a time that I'm restoring energy, life, God says, a new zeal and fresh dreams in your spirit, says the Lord. Father, charge and bless her by the power of your grace right now in Jesus. You make more impact than what you're even aware of, Becky. And God said, I have you here for effectiveness, says the Lord. Father, bless her in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The young lady right here, praise the Lord. Amen. With the multicolored hair. Glory to God. But I like it. I like it. It looks good. Amen. Can I touch you? Is that all right? Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm not going to hurt you, I promise. I mean, you know that. Thank you, Father. Lord, just release a fresh charge of anointing. I can just see like the Shekinah presence of God just beginning to come down upon you. And as I was watching you and the other young ladies up here leading, helping with worship this morning and tonight, amen, I just heard in my spirit that we're coming into a fresh move of the Holy Spirit in this house. And God says that I'm going to fill your joy. And God said, I'm going to fill you with expectation. And God said, you're here to be an instrument. You're not here just to grow and to get older and to become more mature. God says, no, I have you here for impact, says the Lord. And God said, I'm going to use your life. I'm going to use your testimony. And God said, I put a joy in you. I put a grace upon your life, says the Lord. God said, to be able to grace the lives of other people. And God said, I want you to know about the effectiveness of the anointing of God that is upon your life. Now, as I pray for you, I hear new encounter with God. You're going to have a new encounter with the Holy Spirit. And God said, you're going to trust me. You're going to believe me. You're going to understand me more than you ever have in your life, says the Lord. Just like you and the love of the Father are inseparable, says the Lord. You'll be uncompromising in the call that I have upon your life, says the Lord. So God says, don't look to the right or to the left. Don't just get your eyes on other people. But God said, I want you to be a pace setter, says the Lord. And God, there's an entrepreneur gift upon your life. And as you grow and as you fulfill education and all the demands that are put upon your life, God said, I'm going to activate that entrepreneur gifting in your life, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to be effective for my kingdom. And God said, I'm going to fill your life, God says, with the joy of the Lord. I just see a little empty spot. And God said, I'm going to fill that empty spot, says the Lord. And God said that you're going to walk by faith and not by sight, says the Lord. It's going to bring great joy and great peace into your spirit. I'm praying for you. I'm hearing the word sleep. Does somebody else need sleep in the building? You having trouble sleeping? But just I just heard the word sleep. Now, I'm not just talking about that, just going to sleep. I'm talking about a rest. The Bible speaks about a rest that we know not of. And God says, I'm going to give you that rest in your spirit, says the Lord. And God said, you're not going to be worn out. You're not going to be worn down, but you're going to be built up in the things of the Spirit, says the Lord. Now listen, everything is getting ready to go to a new level because you're walking by faith. You're doing what you're doing by faith. And you've got friends and you got support, but you're doing what you're doing by faith. And God said, I'm pleased with you, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to know the favor and the blessings of God upon your life. Whew, I just heard the word, a glimpse of heaven. It's like God's going to give you a quick snapshot. It's like a glimpse of heaven, and you're going to see the glory of the Lord. Father, we just charge and bless her right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Your grace is upon her. Your favor is with her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Thank you, love. God bless you. Well, sis, right here. Yeah, with amen. You want to stand? Amen. We're just going to pray for you. Rabba Shikabola Lobo Shambrote. Amen. What's your name, hon? Patty? Patty? Is that right? Amen. Father, we just thank you for Patty and your anointing upon her life right now. And Patty, I hear the Lord say that you've had a long-term relationship with God. You know God. You know about God. And there's been times where you went through the valley of hardship. It's almost like you cried out, God, where are you? And I can see you almost crying in this season. God, where are you? And God says, daughter, I'm very present, says the Lord. And I could just see the arms of Father just surrounding you and just wrapping you. And God said, you're not going to be insecure. And God said, you're not going to be, you might say, out in the cold, or you're not going to be, the Lord said, on the outside looking in. But God said, I'm bringing you to the inner circle of my glory and my presence, says the Lord. I just see as you open the Bible, God's going to begin to give you what we call present truth revelation of the Word of God. And God said, I'm going to cause my Word, the Lord said, to come alive in your spirit, says the Lord. And God says, daughter, I want you to trust me. And God said, I'm taking everything that the enemy meant for harm in your life, and I'm giving you a divine reversal, and I'm working it all together for good, says the Lord. And God's reminded me of Esther chapter 9, where the king give a rule to Esther. And he said, all these things that Haman had planned against you, I'll hang Haman on his own gallows. But he gave glory. He gave double blessing to Esther. And God said, this is a time when I will defeat your enemies, says the Lord. And I will release double blessing and double favor and double honor upon your life, says the Lord. And God said, you're a warrior of warriors and you're an intercessor, says God. And the Lord said, I want you to stand in the gap. And as you pray, I want you to know that heaven hears your prayer, says the Lord. The Bible says that as you cry out to God, God hears you from his holy mountain. And God is a responder. And God is going to respond to you in this season. And I just see it like a hedge of protection. It's like it's in your hand. And I just see you like praying for the family and praying for the household. And just like God said, you're going to release a fresh protection of my glory even around your family, says the Lord. So, Father, we just charge and bless her right now. Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in her life here on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Look at somebody and say, God is so good. Amen. Let's pray for our little sis right here. Amen. Yeah, right here. Yeah. Amen. Sharovo kitalaramove shimbravo sanande. Thank you, Lord. And she's going to record. All right. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hey, you look familiar to me. Have I seen you? Did she work out in the... Oh, okay. So, amen. I see you out there. Amen. Amen. Father, we just charge this daughter of Zion right now. I hear the Lord say, I'm working all things together for your good. It's just like the hand of God is upon your life. And God said, I'm shifting some things and I'm moving some things. I'm maneuvering some things, says the Lord. But God said, I'm getting you positioned for a supernatural breakthrough. And there's something you've been standing in the gap and you've been believing God for. And God said, at one moment it looks like it's going to happen. Next moment it looks like it's not. But God said, you're coming into a new season of supernatural breakthroughs, says the Lord. And God said, I've given you the gift of faith, and I want you to decree a thing and believe it. And God said, mountains are being removed, says the Lord. And God said, you're a servant in my house, but God said, you're going to be a servant of the Holy Spirit. And God said, there's a fresh anointing that I'm releasing upon your life, says the Lord. Listen, you give the devil a nervous breakdown every time you get out of bed. And the Lord said, because of the anointing of the warrior anointing that God has upon your life. I'm hearing the word integration, and God said, I'm going to integrate you into my church, into my kingdom, into my body. And God said, never, never allow yourself to be put on the outside. But God said, I want you to come fully to the inside, and you're going to abide with me, says the Lord. And there's that rhema, word of the Lord, the revelation of the word of God that God is imparting into you. And I hear the word teacher, and you're going to teach a lot, says the Lord. And it's like God's bringing it out of fear, out of intimidation, out of insecurity. And God said, you're going to be bold in the things of the Spirit, says the Lord. So God said, trust me, daughter, that I'm working all things together for your good. And I'm surrounding you. God has you surrounded by angel armies, says the Lord. And God said, I've prepared you and I've kept you for such a time as this, says the Father. Lord, I just charge your heart and her spirit. I just hear your voice as you speak out. God said, speak loudly, says the Lord. And God said, there's an anointing out of your own voice that impacts the airwaves, says the Lord. And God said, you'll see the enemy flee to the north and to the right and to the left, says the Lord. And God said, fight the good fight of faith and you'll see my grace, says the Father. Lord, just charge her right now. Rapa, God, she is here on purpose. She's here on destiny, oh God. And Lord, she can't be moved. She can't be put out, shut out. Oh God, you're taking her to that next level of supernatural breakthrough. God, we stand in the gap with her right now, and we decree it to be so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God's good, isn't he? My little sis back in the sound booth, a blonde hair. I see her sitting right there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there. Yeah. Beautiful young lady. What's her name? Javen. Okay. Amen. Javen, as I was looking back at you, I just heard the Lord say to tell you, everything will be okay. And I could literally see like okay just written over you. And God says that I've given you a faith, and God says that I'm putting you in a new race in this season. And just like you've grown so much over the last year, but God said, as you've grown in the natural, now you're going to begin to grow in the spiritual. And I hear the word passion, that God's given you a very passionate heart, a very passionate spirit, a very passionate anointing, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to be very, very sensitive to hearing the still, small voice of the Lord. I just see God activating that hearing ability. And God said, you're not going to fear the night, and you're not going to be moved by fright, but God said, you'll be a kingdom light, and you'll shine bright for me, says the Lord. And the Bible says that the light of the kingdom, the light of the gospel, disposes all darkness, and that in God there is no darkness at all. And you don't have to fear the night. You don't have to fear the unknown. And God said, you just walk by faith. Decree a thing and believe it in your heart. You're in a new season of boldness. And people are going to see a new boldness, a new grace upon you. And you was up there singing tonight, wasn't you? And I heard God say, sing the harder. Sing the harder, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to see my glory, and you're going to see my favor upon your life and upon your family and upon your household, says the Lord. Can I just break a spirit of confusion? It's like the enemy trying to confuse some things in your own heart and spirit. And I just break that assignment of the enemy right now. You're not confused, and God's not giving you fear. He's not giving you confusion, but he's giving you love, peace, and a sound mind. And Lord, I just charge that anointing upon her right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Is that your sister beside you there? Amen. You want to stay? What's her name?
Zion.
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 Why'd you say so? All right. Hey, Zion, you've heard us prophesy several times tonight that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And God said, you're going to have so much joy, so much peace, and so much grace of God. And the Lord said, don't judge how you're going to get where you're going based on things that surround you, says the Lord. God said, there's a breaker anointing upon your life. You're going to break through in school. You're going to break through in family. You're going to break through in the church. You're going to break through in your skills, in your ability. There's a strong entrepreneur anointing upon your life. And God said, you're anointed to get wealth. You're anointed for business, says the Lord. And God said, you'll not just be a worshiper in my house, but you'll be an intercessor, and you'll be a prayer warrior, says the Lord. And I just hear God say, strong prophetic perception. And God said, you're prophetically, you're going to begin to hear the voice of God, but a boldness in you to begin to speak. It's like the enemy has tried to block your speech or to keep you from speaking loudly or speaking freely. And God said, I'm breaking you out of all fear, out of all intimidation, says the Lord. And you'll be bold in your word. You'll be bold in your confession. You'll be bold in your declaration, says the Lord. And God said, you'll see the favor and the grace of God upon your life. Father, just charge her. God, you have her surrounded. You have her protected right now. She doesn't have to fear the unknown, oh God. But Lord, she'll challenge the unknown, and she'll walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. My sis over to the left of her in the sound booth there. All I can see is your eyes. And now I see the. What's her name?
Angela.
Another Angela. Did I just pray for an Angela? Somewhere. All right. Amen. Father, we just thank you for Angela. We thank you for your anointing upon her life. We thank you for your favor upon her life. And Angela, you are a sower into the kingdom of God. It's like you died to yourself and you said, God, not my will, but your will be done. And you knew that there were some things that you was going to have to release and let go. And you knew that there was a race that you was going to have to run. But you wasn't totally confident that you'd be able to run the race acceptably. And the Lord says, daughter, you are more than enough for me, says the Lord. And God said, you have run your race well, says the Lord. But God said, this is a new season of victory, a new season of breakthrough, says God. And I want you to activate that bold faith that I put on the inside of you. I want you to declare a thing, believe it in your heart, stand still, and you're going to see the salvation of the Lord. As I prophesied to somebody tonight about the seed sown and how that it's been stand upon the waters many days, it'll come rolling back in. God said, you have sown seeds of faith. And God said, you've sown words of faith. And God said, it's been out, out upon the water, says the Lord. But God said, I'm getting ready to flood you and to overtake you with the power of my glory, says Hushatai. Supernatural healing and miracles in your body, says the Lord. Now, I just hear concern, concern, concern. And God said, lay your concerns down, says the Lord. And God said, your faith is working. My grace has been appropriated, says the Lord. And God said, the miracles have already been released to you, says the Lord. Father, I just charge this daughter of Zion, Lord, that she will step up to the plate with her prophetic gift and her prophetic anointing in Jesus' name. It's like God saying, daughter, I'm not going to allow you to hide behind your skill or behind your ability. God said, I appreciate your skill, I appreciate your ability, and I want it activated, and I want it used, but I'm not going to let you hide behind it, says the Lord. And I just see there are going to be times when God's going to cause the limelight to shine on you. And God said, people are going to begin to see the anointing and a fresh flow of my spirit out of your innermost being, says the Lord. Father, just charge her right now. As I pray for you, I hear the word family, and there's something about you and your family. And God said, I'm going to work a miracle in your family, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to see a kingdom shift and a kingdom turnaround, and I'll take what the enemy meant for harm, and I will work it for good, says the Lord. Father, charge your anointing, your grace, your faith upon this daughter of Zion. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, amen. Miss Valerie, are you going to be here tomorrow? I want you to stand with me, amen, amen. Bandorete, Jeke. If you're here tomorrow, you get a double portion. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just really heard the Lord say, I have you surrounded. And I'm hearing the word alone. And God said, you're not alone. And God said, I promised you that you'd never be alone. And you can calculate alone in the natural. But God said, I want you to shift into the supernatural, says the Lord. It's like you're going to know the divine presence and power of God, Valerie, like you've never known before. And I hear the word labor in my spirit. It's like you have been laboring hard just to get next to God, or just almost become acceptable. You know that God loves you, but you know there's that place that you've been trying to get to. And the Lord says, daughter, you're already there. And God said that it didn't look like you thought it would. It didn't altogether feel like you thought it would. But God said, you're learning a new measure of my glory, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to be a demonstration generation here on the earth. And God said, you're going to demonstrate my power, my glory, my favor, says the Lord. Now, I hear a financial miracle that God's going to release to you, that is going to cause a kingdom shift for you. And God said, it's going to shift you from a place of impossibility to where with God, all things are possible, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to know that I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you, says the Lord. And God said, even though you walk through a challenging place, you'll know my grace, and I'm going to keep you in the stream of faith, says the Lord. So God says, set your eyes on me, Valerie, and know that, God said, you're not walking alone. God said, it's been a long journey. It's been a challenging journey. I'm reminded of Moses and those brethren as they're journeying, how the different camps would rise up against them. But every time, God gave them victory over their enemies. And God said, I've given you victory over all of your enemies, says the Lord. But listen, I just heard the Lord say, there's one more enemy that is coming down. And God said, it's going to fall hard. It's going to fall like a Goliath to the land, says the Lord. So God says, stand your ground, stand firm, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Father, charge us, prophetess of the Lord, right now. Rabbo, God, put a fresh joy back in her spirit, oh God. A new zeal in her faith, oh Father. A new power in her voice, oh God. A new confidence in her anointing, God. A fresh charge upon her. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. God is good, isn't he? Amen. Oh, I got a little. Is that Karen? Carol? Is that Ron and Carol? Would you all just stand? I prayed for Ron this morning and you by proxy. I just want to release. Come down. Let me just touch the two of you together. Amen. Just as elders in the house, I just wanted to release a fresh charge. Amen. Upon the two of you. Amen. Let me just. Go ahead. You can put your arms around your wife, son. That's okay. I don't have to give you that permission, but amen. Father, just thank you, oh God, for these elders, Father, for these leaders right now. And God, I just ask you to refresh them. I ask you to bless them. I ask you to reset them. And I hear God say, I'm resetting you for this chapter of your life, says the Lord. And God said, I brought you to a new place of maturity, a new place of wisdom. And God said, there's some things you can say, we'll slow down in this, we'll slow down in that. But God said, where you're saying slow down, I'm saying speed it up. But God said, you're going to do it different than you've done in the past, says the Lord. And God is bringing a trained and skilled warriors. Dr. Janet, I'm being reminded of David's army, how that the Bible says that God began to bring David those that were already trained and those who were already prepared for war. And God said, I'm getting ready to bring an army into this house, into this ministry, that are already trained, they're already prepared, but they're still going to need leaders, says the Lord. And God said, I'm not removing you from a leader, and I don't want you to remove yourself, says the Lord. God said, I want you to stay in the race. I'm going to give you the grace. And God said, I'm touching your bodies. God said that you'll be able to keep the pace, says the Lord. And God said, as you run for me, I just see angel armies of heaven running to your family. And God said, I'm going to touch your household, says the Lord. And God said, the blessing and the favor of God will rest upon you. There's a family anointing upon you. And God said, you're going to lay hands upon families in the church. Families are going to be blessed because of the family anointing that I have upon your life, says the Lord. So God said, this is a time to gear up, not a time to gear down, says the Lord. Yeah. So I got a new truck, 400 horsepower. Hallelujah. Shatta. Amen. And it's got what they call a super sport, you know, gear shift on it. Hallelujah. Amen. You gear it up, I mean, it's ready to peel rubber. Amen. I just see that type of an excitement on the inside of you. Amen. Like God said, I'm gearing you up for a new momentum because I'm putting you in a new race, says the Lord. Father, charge them right now. Grace them. God, energize their bodies right now in Jesus. I rebuke everything, oh God, that would try to attack them physically. And God, let the healing balm of Gilead, Lord, just surge through their bodies right now. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen, amen. Look at somebody and say, God is so good. Amen. Is there somebody here tonight that we have not prayed for? How about the bronze? Let me just bless the bronze. Amen. Amen. But you got to stand. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I can tell you clearly that the Lord says you're in a different position, a different place, and a different race than you was in last year, 6 months ago. And I hear the Lord say, as you get alone with me, I'm going to bring clarity to vision and purpose. And God said, you're not going to spin your wheels in this season. I'm not going to have you take a wild run for this or a wild run for that. God said, I want you to settle down. I want you to settle in. I want your roots to go deep. And God said, and I'm going to begin to speak a whole new dream and a whole new vision. And I'm hearing the word realistic. It's going to be very realistic. And God said, it's not going to be beyond your measure, but it's going to be within your faith measure, says the Lord. But God said, it's going to get you out of your boat, and you're literally going to walk on water. Now listen, God is anointing the two of you for signs, wonders, and miracles, to lay hands on the sick and to see the sick recovered, says the Lord. Now there's an impartation of joy, there's an impartation of grace, but there's an impartation of the supernatural and of miracles. And God said, you're going to release miracles, signs, and wonders, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to dream bigger than what you've been dreaming. And I hear the word just narrowing some things down, drawing some things in, downsizing some things, getting yourself repositioned, God said, for the new race that I'm getting ready to put you in, says the Lord. Father, we just charge them right now. Oh, wow, I'm hearing the word stretch for you guys. God is going to stretch you into a new level of faith. And God said, you haven't been there before, says the Lord. But God said, you're going to run the race that I've called you to run, says the Lord. Father, charge and bless them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah, amen. Y'all want to stand with me? Praise the Lord. Amen. So, hallelujah. When I came into the house tonight, I felt the Lord just say, just if I would stand and just be willing. God said he'll fill my mouth if I'll just be willing. Amen. And so that's what we have done. And let me give you these 4 points while you're standing with me. Because I heard the Lord say that this is a stand-up year for the ecclesia. Look at somebody and say, you are the ecclesia. You are the called out ones, the anointed ones, the appointed ones. And God has appointed you for such a time as this. And Janet Cook, names are alluded this morning about the word of the Lord. And she said that we are in a new season of spiritual warfare and we must engage in warfare. And I just want to give you a charge. Don't get weary in this season. Warfare does not mean you get wore out. Warfare means you break through. Warfare means you escalate to another level. Warfare means you overcome. Warfare means you take back what the enemy has stolen. Warfare means that you open the heavens and you release the glory of God on the earth. It doesn't mean that you wear yourself out trying to stomp on the devil. It means that you overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Amen. And so I had that word in my notes, amen, without her knowing. This is a stand-up year for the ecclesia. In other words, God is cheering you on. Amen. As Jeff and Pat, even as you guys come into the company, there's going to be challenges, and you're now going to begin to see the enemy's camp and the things that have tried to come. And God's going to release songs of that will be in the devil's face, songs that will destroy the powers of darkness and evil, songs that will begin to activate the hearts of people to begin to come to another level in prophetic warfare and worship. Amen. And so I heard the Lord say, give you 4 things that you must engage in spiritual warfare. 1 is prophetic intercession. Say prophetic intercession. If you have a call of prayer, and I've heard many of you tonight, I've heard the prophetic word over your life, amen, that you're an intercessor, you're a prayer warrior. I hear God saying, don't try to wage war alone. This is a time to plug your gifts into the river, amen, into the place that God has called you to. We need the intercessor. We need prophetic intercession. People that will prophesy, people that will decree, people that will declare, people that will fast, people that will worship, come on now, and people that will literally drive out the previous tenants, amen, so that we can possess the land that God has called us to possess, amen. And so it's a new season of intercession. If you have a call of prayer, find out when is the prayer times of the church, when are the times of intercession, what are the assignments of intercession, and make yourself available. The second thing I heard in my spirit was broadcast the word of God so it will increase in the earth. Amen. God's given you a word. He's given you a testimony. You are saved by grace, by faith through grace. And God said, yeah, you've been a keeper of my word. Now I want you to be a propagator of my word. Amen. Carry the Bible with you. Carry tracts with you. Carry the information that they distribute through the river here. Amen. So that we can spread the word of God throughout our spheres of influence. The third thing I heard God say was prophetic worship. Amen. And prophetic worship. Worship is a weapon of war. And again, Pastor referenced that again this morning, but it was in my notes. Worship is a weapon of warfare. It was interesting in 2 Chronicles 20 and 20, how that God chose the worshipers, the praisers, and the dancers to go at the head of the armies of the Lord to come against armies that were far outnumbered them. And what did God do? All of you know the story. God gave them a victory. Come on now. God caused the enemies to be defeated among themselves, and they got the spoils. Look at somebody say, we're going to get the spoils. Come on. But we must engage, you know, in prophetic worship, amen, and being true worshipers of heart and spirit before the Lord. I just, as an apostle to the house and in the house, amen, I want to encourage you, in your times of worship, don't make the worship team labor hard to get you there. Come on, you can get there without them having to labor so hard to get there. Come on now, break out of that confinement of that 3 square feet where you stand behind chairs there. Break out into the aisles, down around the altars. Bring a sacrifice of praise. Come with an attitude. Our praise this morning has a breaker anointing upon it. We're going to break the assignments of the enemy. People are going to be healed. People are going to be delivered. The kingdom of God is going to be demonstrated because of our act of faith in our praise and our worship. Get ready, amen, for accelerated praise and worship, for new songs and songs of war, not just songs of peace, not just songs of kumbaya. We need songs, come on now, where we just melt in the presence of the Lord. I love that. I do that. Come on now. But we also need songs of war that will challenge our spirit to break through in the supernatural. Amen. And the fourth thing that I heard was spending time in intimacy with the Father. Say intimacy. That's where each one of you get alone with the Father. Amen. And you allow Father to see into you, and you begin to see into the Father. Duke, there's a place in the presence of God. I heard the word of the Lord over you tonight. There's a place in the presence of God that you have never yet been before. And God said, I'm healing you from your youth. I'm healing you from your childhood. I'm healing for you from everything. And God said that tried to make you to be a pleaser of other people or just to satisfy other people. And God said, now I want you to satisfy me, says the Lord. And God said, there's a melting anointing that I'm going to release upon your life, and you're going to find intimacy with the Father, where the Father sees into you and you begin to see into the heart of the Father. I'm going to ask you just to lay your hands on your heart right now. I want to pray for you. I wanted to do this all night. I wanted to step up here all night. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, I just release a fresh charge of anointing upon each one tonight. God, you know where each one individually stands. Lord, they are all enlisted in the army of the Lord. Father, you have an assignment for each one of them. And Lord, tonight, apostolically, Father, I activate in their spirit. Oh, Father, wake them up out of their sleep. Shake them up in the spirit of their atmosphere, of their influences, oh God. Lord, Father, well, they will be God-minded and heaven-minded, oh, Father, and they'll be reminded, oh, God, that, Lord, that they are instruments of God upon the earth, filled with the magnificent power of the Holy Spirit. And God, with enlightening revelation, God, to eternally rule and reign with you here on earth as it is in heaven, to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Whew. As I'm praying that right now, I just hear the word transformation, Dr. Janet. You're coming into a time of transformation. Don't get weary in doing well. And some pressure's getting ready to take off. People are coming. God is already shaking. You know, there's what we do, and then there's the thing that God does. Come on, if we're faithful to do what we do, God does the rest. And he's going to give you the very best. Amen? Amen. Yeah, raise your hands. Just give a praise to the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father, for this weekend, oh God, all that you have done, for the warfare, for the worship, and all that's been released, for your prophetic utterances, for your decrees, all that's been released, oh God. We just thank you now, and we give you glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give a hand for Apostle Dr. Janet as she comes up to, amen, close us out.
Thank you, Apostle Leon. All right, we're going to get ready to receive an offering, and then we will release you. The scripture says, let each one give thoughtfully and with purpose, just as he has decided in his heart. So tonight, as you prepare your offering, I ask you to prepare it thoughtfully and on purpose. We are on purpose. We are sowing into the kingdom of God tonight as we sow into Apostle Leon's life. And it says, just as you've decided in your heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver and delights in the one whose heart is in his gift. And so tonight we sow cheerfully. So if you prepare your offering, and we're going to just pray over our offering. And as you bring it forward, you are released to go tonight. When you ask if anyone was was needing sleep. You know, he's talking about people with insomnia. But you said, does anyone need sleep? I was ready to raise my hand. I need a little sleep tonight. Hallelujah. So prepare your offering and let's hold them up before the Lord. Father, we're giving this offering thoughtfully and on purpose tonight as we sow into Apostle Leon's life, Lord. We thank you for this man of God, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you strengthen him, God. Thank you for all that he's poured out into us this weekend. Lord, we just ask you to pour into him tonight, oh God, and be with him and his family and those that he loves. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So you are released. You can bring your offerings forward. God bless you. Shake someone's hand. Tell them you love them. It's good to be with all of you tonight. God bless you.